Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Hello, everyone.
Now what we have is a question.
我们现在有一些的问题。
Is that on?
Yes. Thank you. This is the question. You listen.
这是这个问题的内容。
People plead the blood of Jesus over certain things. The question is this right?
所以第一个问题乃是说，今天有人是好像他们又支取基督的宝血来盖过一些事物。的问题是说，这样做对吗？
I understand, or this is my understanding what the question would be. I've seen people say, there's devils in this house.
我的理解是说，当一个人觉得说这个房间里面有魔鬼。
So they go into the house and claim the blood over this room, and then they go into the next room, and they claim the blood of Jesus, and they pray.
他们可能就去到进到这个房间，然后这个房间就在这里说自己基督的宝血洁净这个房间，就自己基督的宝血洁净另外这个房间。
And then they believe that that will drive the devil out of the house.
之后他们就以为说这样的支取这个宝血的洁净的房间就能把魔鬼赶出去。
I think it's absolutely foolish and rubbish.
我觉得这样完全是不对的，也无用的。
In the Bible,What is the blood of Jesus for?
在圣经里面的教导，基督的宝血是为什么的？
Well, you all know when the Lord's Supper, what did Jesus say? This is my what? Blood, which is shed for many, for the what? Forgiveness of? So what is the blood of Jesus for? Sorry.
所以你看见说耶稣在那个逾越节的晚上拿着这个他的杯说，这是我立新约的血，为多人流出来，是救罪的赦免。
So the blood of Jesus is to deal with what? With our sin.
所以耶稣的宝血那是对付我们的罪，洁净我们的罪。
Also you have your 1 John 1:7, isn't it? You all know that verse?
也只有约翰一书一章七节。
Who can say it by heart? 1 John 1:7.
谁能够背起来呢？
Anyone? Come. Easy one. I'm sure someone's got it in their memory.
你们肯定能够记。
Anyone? Quick.
有没有人呢？
If, let's all say it together.
我们一起讲。
If we walk in the light,
as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin.我们若行在光中，如同神也在光中，我们就有彼此相，我们彼此 ，sorry， 相救。他儿子耶稣基督的血洗净我们一切的罪。
So there we see what when we use the term blood, we are not referring to plasma.
我们那个讲到这个血的时候。乃是不是说讲里面的血液？
We are using that as a term to express the total work that Christ accomplished in his human body.
因为我们讲到基督的血，我们是指他基督在他身上所成就的整个救赎。
It represents his great sacrifice on our behalf.
它代表着基督为我们所的牺牲。
It represents for us that a full payment for sin was made.
它也代表着基督为我们罪付上的全价。
And that God raised Jesus from the dead.
而且神叫耶稣从死里复活了。
And he is alive in heaven today.
而今天他是活着在天上。
So when we use the term blood, we are referring to the work that Christ accomplished in his atonement.
所以我们指的基督的血乃是基督他的这个救赎的工作的完成。
Maybe there's another verse and it's in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11.
在启示录十二章第七节。
And some people because of this, but if we can understand clearlyWhat the blood is for. It's personally for you.
因为基督的宝血那是为着你个人的。
And I hope if there's anyone here that have not in faith believed that Christ has suffered and paid for their personal sin, do it now.
所以我盼望在这里当中还没有人如果相信耶稣那是为着你的罪而死的，现在就要相信他。因为耶稣基督的血就要洗净你一切的罪。所以启示录十二章十一节，弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。所以这里的他乃是指的前面第九节第十节那里讲到这个大石就是古啊大龙就是那古石名叫魔鬼又叫撒旦。所以这里讲到弟兄胜过他是因为羔羊的血。
Are you going to overcome the devil?
你能够胜过魔鬼吗？
Are you going to overcome the devil?
你会胜过魔鬼吗？
Yeah.
是的。
Because we are God's children.
我们是神的儿女。
And why will we overcome the devil?
我们怎么能够胜过魔鬼呢？
Because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross.
那是因为耶稣为我们在十架上所成就的。
And here they're using the term blood.
所以这里他们用这个羔羊的血。
I think that will make our spiritual life much more effective.
而这样使到我们属灵的生活那是更有效果。
Because a lot of our Christian life is learned by habit.
因为我们很多基督徒的生活都是有一些习惯养成的。
Because if we hear or see people doing that, we copy them because we think that's spiritual.
因为你等你看见一个人这样做的时候，我们常常就会学这个人这样做，你会觉得这样是属灵的。
But it's not effective.
但是他们这样做却没有功效。
The blood of Jesus isn't a charm that I wave in front of the devil's eyes.
因为这个基督的血不会像我们好像行咒语一样的来对付撒旦的。
How are we to overcome the devil?
所以我们是怎样来胜过魔鬼呢？
We have to meet the devil every day.
我们天天都有面对着魔鬼。
So what does the Lord say about the devil?
所以主怎么样的跟我讲到面对魔鬼怎样呢？
Now, we must be very, with understanding.
所以我们必须是有知识的。
And the understanding is,You can go to Ephesians and chapter 6 and verse 12, I think, isn't it?
以弗所书六章
，Sorry, verse 11.
以弗所书第六章第十一节。
Just one verse, that'll be quick. You can read the rest another day. Yes, my friend.
就是十一节。啊，六章十一节，又穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
So how do you stand against the devil?
我们是怎样的来对付着魔鬼呢？
Put on the whole armor of God.
乃是又穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
Hands up, anyone here? Have you ever done that in Sunday school?
你们在你这学有学过吗？拿到这些的军装吗
？Yeah, we used to make, they used to cut out shields and swords. Don't you know?
经
，Well, look,
他们组织学常常有做这样。
You should learn it.
如果没有的话，我们应该学习。
You know what I used to do in the morning? I used to get up.
我在早上起来，
我
曾经这样做。
Right, Lord, I'm going to put on my armor.
我有穿戴我全部军装。
And I say, and my armor is truth.
乃是真理的忧。
Righteousness,
公义
See, I got to be with the gospel.
也福音
shod with that gospel. You see, it's not physical, is it? None of this.
这些都不是那个
truth, righteousness, the gospel of peace,
福音真
come on,
正公义
hey,
还有信心
salvation. What's inside this, what do you put the helmet to cover your what?
你包你的头是什么？因为在这里面是什么呢？
Lots of little what? Thoughts.
还有很多的想法。
Be careful, put on the helmet.
要把救恩的头盔戴上。
And of course, the one weapon of attack.
我们只有一个征战的剑。
What is it called? Word of God. Just think of that. That's how. Have you got it on?
你是不是全部都有了呢？
That you're able to what? Stand against the devil.
有这些就能够抵挡魔鬼。
Yeah. And what's your, I think it's James chapter 4. What's that one?
雅各书第四章。
Everyone knows this one. We are to draw near to God.
我们要亲近神，神就亲近我们。
4:7.
第七节，雅各书四章七节。
Here it is. Submit yourself unto God.
故此，你们又顺服神，务要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。
And then what? Resist the devil.
要抵挡魔鬼。
So, if you want to defeat the devil, get up in the morning and draw very near to the Lord.
所以你若是要抵挡魔鬼，清早的时候起来要亲近神。
We saw Uncle Neil hug him this morning.
我们看见我们没有。
Well, it was very near.
他是保主抱着。
But remember, he's in us.
因为他是在我们里面。
That's nearer than any hug.
这比任何的拥抱更亲密。
And we must draw near in a real practical way.
乃是用实际的来亲近我们的主。
And then, what you'll do? You'll have the power to resist the devil.
那么你就有能力来抵挡魔鬼。
So I will leave it there. Now, before we go, I don't mind if you give me some challenges.
你说有对我有一些的答案，有一些的挑战。
So if you have any questions, or maybe I didn't hit the mark of the question,
或者对这个问题理解不
对， you can ask now.
你也现在可以发言了，发声的问或者提出来。
You can challenge my understanding if you like.
你可以挑战我对这个圣经的理解。
Because this is a time when we all learn.
因为这是我们在一起学习的时间。
All right. If you have it, you can text Neil. All right.
你说不然的话，你是想也可以发消息给 Neil.
All right. He's put his number. Now, here's the next question. This one. Also, other people pray, binding Satan. Is this a biblical practice?
所以当人说捆绑撒旦，这样做是符合圣经的教导吗？
We can hear, I've heard, don't worry, I used to do it.
因为我曾经也是这样做过。
Lord, we bind the devil over Kevin.
好像说主，我们在把 Kevin 身上的魔鬼捆绑。
And you know, the devil is still running around.
但是魔鬼还是到处。
Why he's not bound?
他都没有被捆绑。
We've tied him up so many times.
我们好像多少次想把他绑起来。
So tell me, is it scriptural?
那圣经有没有这样的教导呢？
Pardon? Good girl, who did it?
那个捆绑魔鬼是谁？
I don't know, but we better look it up, right? Well, my only question to you, Vicky, is when you bound the devil, was it for 1,000 years? Or 1,000 minutes? You haven't done it, good. Yeah, 20. Verse 1 and 2.
是第一节，我又看见一位天使从天降下，手里拿着无底坑的钥匙和一条大链子，他捉住那龙，就是古时，又叫魔鬼，也叫撒旦，把他捆绑1000年。
I think in context, that is done after the Lord rules the earth for 1,000 years.
我们说照圣经里面的教导，这是主已经在地上做王1000年了。
And he will give the angel power to cast Satan, as we see here, and put him in chains for 1,000 years. Oh, sorry, it's got to be. Before the thousand years. Sorry, my mistake.
所以这是在主千年国之前，主是给了天使的这个权柄，能够把这个魔鬼捆绑起来，在那个无底坑一千年。
But what the question is, have you got the power to do it?
那今天的问题说，主有没有给我们这样的能力来做这件事情呢？
I say myself, no, no one.
照我的理解是没有的。
It doesn't tell us in the Bible we are to bind the devil.
因为圣经里面没有其他的经节叫我们又捆绑魔鬼。
We are told by the word of God what we are to do. We just read it.
就是我们刚才所读的，圣经教导我们哪些去抵挡魔鬼。
We are to draw near to God.
我们要亲近神。
We are to put on the whole armor of God.
我们要佩戴神全部的军装。
That's how the devil is defeated.
而魔鬼是这样被打败的。
We are to rely and rest on the finished work of Christ.
我们只能信靠基督所完成的工作。
Now, in the Gospel of Matthew, it speaks there of binding. So we'll look at that. Maybe some people have looked at that. Matthew 18.
马太福音十八章，因那里也有讲到捆绑，所以可能他们指的是那里的捆绑。
And verse 17. 17
节
Now this is talking about what we call church discipline, alright?
这里是讲的教会里面的训练。
A church, we must have discipline.
因为在教会里面必须是有些的
训练、
操练。
Sin will spread in the church.
不然的话罪就会在教会里面 的那散开。
So when there's an open sin and it's obvious, then the elders of the church must also discipline the offender.
所以教会的长老应该对那些犯罪的人有些的管教。
Now you can see fully that in your 1 Corinthians chapter 5, but we will just look at it here.
在哥林多前书五章那里有更详细的讲。
And it's just, shall we, verse 15. Moreover, if your brother shall trespass against you, read it from there.
所以从十五节开始，约翰马太福音十八章十五节，倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄；他若不听，你就另外带一两个人同去，又凭两三个人的口做见证，句句都可定准。若是不听他们，就告诉教会。若是不听教会，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。我实在告诉你们，绑你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也有捆绑；绑你们在地上所释放的，在天上也有释放。
So in context, you can see, it's dealing. If the brother doesn't receive me, then I take my witness and I go and see him.
所以我们看说，这里其实讲到了，那是在教会里面，一个弟兄得罪之后，你怎么样的？跟这个弟兄 教导。
If he doesn't receive that, then I have to go to the elders of the church.
如果他不听从你的话，你就去找教会的长老。
And if the offender does not receive the judgment of the church,
如果这个犯罪的人不听从教会
，then they're told to not receive that man.
就说不要接待这个人。
And then in verse 18,
而十八节。
It says, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.
所以就是说，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也有捆绑。
So in other words, what the church gives in judgment, the heaven stands with it.
乃是说，教会地上的判断，那么天上也是他们的。
So, I'll just finish and then, yeah. So we can see that it's not talking about binding the devil.
所以这里并不是只是捆绑撒旦。
Right, now Abraham, yes. Well, what happens is, he did mention the church in chapter 16, verse 18.
所以十六章十八节耶稣讲到教会。
And then he shows, well, they don't know that he said he would build his church. It's still futuristic here.
在这里的时候，耶稣讲要建他的教会。
But he's giving that, and then
那是将来的。
Now of course it came into being in Acts chapter 2.
而直到那个使徒行传第二章的时候才教会才建立。
And then we can see the formation of the church.
然后我们就看见这个教会是怎样成型。
And then Will you come to Acts 14, where the apostle, Acts 14, 22 is where Paul and Barnabas pray and ordain elders in every church. And then,
所以直到使徒行状实际上二十二节的时候，那里才见看见保罗跟那个希拉在祷告，然后势力长老。
So then, and then you can go to your epistles, pastoral epistles, Timothy and Titus, and you see elders were over the church and like that.
所以就看提摩太书信跟那个提多书信，我们看见这样教会的长老只是怎样势力的。
So in going down that road, I wasn't wanted to distract.Because if anywhere, I don't know of another person, another portion of the Bible where we are to bind Satan. That's the only one I know about binding. And that's speaking of church discipline.
所以这里讲到的捆绑还是讲到在教会里面的教训。
So, my understanding from the Word of God is no.
所以照着对圣经的理解，圣经里面没有这样说。
It's not a biblical practice to start binding the devil.
所以这里的问题说，这个符合圣经的教导吗？我们的答案是不符合。
Mind you, you can do whatever you like.
但是你若不同意的话，你又怎么行？你都可以。
But when you're God's children, you want to walk what we call walk in the light. We want to follow the word of God.
但是作为神的儿女，我们是要行在光中，我们是要依靠着神的话语的光来行走。
And we want to make our prayer life effective.
我们要让我们祷告的生活能够有功效。
It says the effectual prayer of a righteous man avails much.
说义人的祷告是有功效的。
Yes. So when we pray, don't just pray repetitional sounds. Make sure you understand what you are asking, what you are praying for.
所以当你祷告的时候，不要以为用很多重复的话。乃至你自己又清楚你自己在祷告什么，在求什么，而你在盼望什么样的答案。
Anyone wish to challenge that? I'm happy to listen to you.
所以有任何人又好像挑战这个答案吗？如果我们是愿意听你们讲。
If you think you should be binding the devil,
你如果觉得你需要去捆绑魔鬼
，Tell me your scripture and share it with us.
你可以把你的圣经打开跟我们分享。
Yes.Did you put your hand or scratching your cheek? No, you didn't. Okay. Yes, Vicky. In them, like an evil spirit. We should pray for them. Yeah. Pardon? Well, that can be a good prayer. Why not? And...I mean, you're praying, you're talking to the Lord. You're not talking to the devil. You're talking to the Lord. And we know, why is the devil there? Or why...
说魔鬼为什么会在这个人身上？我们是在跟主祷告，不是在跟魔鬼说话。
What must be in that person's life?
那么这个人为什么身上会有鬼呢？这个生活，他生活会是怎样的？
There's some sin there, isn't it?
肯定是因为有罪的缘故。
So,read the word of God.
所以你要看到是读神的话。
But also pray for them.
一定要为他们祷告，并不是说不可以为。
But pray effectually.
但是你的祷告必须是有功效的祷告。
Yeah, you can pray for the devil to leave the woman or man or whoever it is.
你可以祷告说抵挡这个魔鬼离开这个人。
嗯。Anything more? Okay. Oh yes, yes, sir.Yes.
And so she's asking a question. So if God created everything, well, who created the devil?
God created a perfect being.
神乃是造了一个完美的天使。
It was, he's given to us in the book of Ezekiel 28.Is called the anointed cherub.
那在以西结上啊二十八章讲到他乃是神所那个恩高的基路伯。
As we can understand, a cherub has six wings.
一个基路伯乃是有六对翅膀。
Has four faces.
有四个脸。
And its wings are full of eyes and down its back.
而且它的这个翅膀是盲人是眼睛从前面跟后面。
That's what we see from the Bible is a cherub.
所以我们看见字就是圣经里面讲的基路伯。
It seems to be a higher form than angels.
好像是比一般的天使更高位的。
And what happened is God created this cherub and gave him what we call the anointed. He's anointed. He was given the very top position.
所以神乃是造了这个天这个基路伯然后高了他给了他一个崇高的位置。
So it might be good to look at it. Just turn to Ezekiel 28.
好像是在以西结书28章。
We must watch our time.We watch our time, but alright, it's probably a little bit profitable. We won't go very much.
我们只略略来看一下。
So, this anointed cherub, you can read the description of him in verse 13.
你可以看到他是对这个的描述是在13节。
It was in Eden, that is in the paradise of God.
那是在伊甸园就是神的乐园里。
And he had, all these beautiful gems. His body was made of gems.
他又佩戴各样的宝石。
Not, yeah, you know, our body is made of dust, isn't it?
我们的身体呢是尘土造的。
And this one was covered with the beauties of these gems, there they are.
那他的身体这里呢是用着宝石来造成的。
And also,He was full of music. He was a music master. He was a conductor. He was in charge of the music.
而且他里面就有这个音乐的恩赐。
And so, God put him there.
而神又造了他在那里。
And you see that in verse 14, you anointed cherub. I have set you there.
所以在14节，你在受高之应耶柜的基督，我将你安置在神的圣上。
He walked up and down in God's presence.
他又行走来往在神的面前。
He was able to walk on the fire and it didn't consume his body.
而在火上的行走却不被火燃烧。
And then he said, verse 15, he was perfect.
所以十五节说神造他的时候他是完全的。
Who created him?
谁创造他的呢
?God.
谁创造他的呢
?So God created him how?
创造他是完全的。
But then it says here,In verse 15,
当十五节的后一段
until iniquity was found in,
后来在中间又查出不义。
So, he rebelled against God.
所以他是背叛的神。
Iniquity is a sin of rebellion.
所以我们听这个就是背叛的罪。
And it tells us here, verse 17,
在十七节
what was the real root?Of his rebellion.
那么他的背叛的原因的中心点是什么呢
?His heart was lifted up in pride.
他因美丽心中高傲。
Because he reckoned that I'm the most beautiful creature that God created.
因为他觉得说我是神所创造一切中最美丽的。
But you all must worship me.
所以你们大家都要敬拜我。
I'm so beautiful.
因为我这么的美。
Pride of his heart, what?
这心中的骄傲使他高傲起来。
And so he led the rebellion against God.
所以他就带领了这个天使来背叛了神。
Many angels went with him.
很多的天使跟随他。
But then God brought judgment.
而神就带来了审判。
God destroyed the beautiful body.
而神把他这个美丽的身体给毁灭了。
And he...was allowed to live as a spirit in our atmosphere.
而神只是让他只有像一个灵活在我们的空中。
And you find it in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. It said we were dead in sin, but then we were ruled by the spirit of the power. Is it? What is it?
Principality.
A principality of power. Ephesians 2, 2.
The principality.以弗所书二章二节。
In times past, we walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时，你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗， 顺服空中掌权者的领手。
So you see, God didn't create him as an evil beast.
所以神造他的时候，他不是一个魔鬼。
He chose out of the pride of his heart to go against God.
他乃是因着自己心中的骄傲，他背叛了神。
So that's why we give those names, the devil.
所以我们称他的名为魔鬼。
What does the devil mean?
魔鬼的意思是什么呢？
Yes, Isabel, what's the devil mean?
魔鬼的意思是什么？
He is... He's called an accuser.
他是被控告者。
Satan.
撒旦。
Means hinderer.
撒旦的名字拦阻挡。
He's also called what else? Pardon? Serpent? Because he's what? What's the serpent? Very, we call it?
Cunning.
Subtle, cunning, cunning. Alright? And he's given those names to depict his character.
而神给了这些名乃是在描述的他自己的他的个性。
Yeah. So, So that's, he wasn't created by God.Is created perfectly. He chose to go in the path of rebellion against God.
So, 神造他不是魔鬼，是他因骄傲背叛了神。
God was the origin of His creation, as He is the creator of all things.
而神是创造的一切。
That better be enough, all right?
啊，这样就足够了。
And maybe someone can share and spend time together, and share that. That's a beautiful love.To follow it through the scripture.
所以其他人也能够照这个话题跟他分享一下。
All right. So, is there any more questions over that one, binding the devil?
里面讲到捆绑魔鬼，还有其他的问题吗？
Okay. Yes.
God created the beautiful angel. Why he didn't destroy him after he rebelled?
Oh, well, very easy. God created him in his image.
就神照着他的形象造他。
Just like us, everything is created to be reflective of God.
就神创造的一切都是为着表达神自己的。
Spirits, angels are spirits.
所以天使呢是灵。
And that life.Can never be destroyed.
而那个灵是不能够毁灭的。
That's why Satan will be put into that place we call hell, the lake of fire, eternally.
所以撒旦最终的是抛到地狱火湖里面，永远的在里面，拘禁在里面。
And so God allowed him to be in this atmosphere.
所以是神让他能够在这个空中。
And because God was going to bring His own Son, Jesus Christ, who was going to defeat him.
因为神的儿子耶稣基督又来，又来胜过他。
So God left him there.
所以是神留他在那。
To show his victory.
然后神又将他是怎样的胜过他显明出来。
And the victory is going to be through Christ.
而这得胜呢，就借着基督。
And you and me.
还有借着你和我。
So that's one of the callings of a child of God.
所以神对每一个儿女也有这样的呼召。
To overcome the devil.
就是要胜过魔鬼。
So isn't that wonderful?
然后是不是很美好？
We got a lot of challenge in front of us.
所以在我们面前有很多的挑战。
But we know we will what?
我们知道。
We are more than conquerors.
我们是得胜有余。
Through him that loved us.
因此他爱我们，我们是得胜有余。
Okay, that's in short. All right, Kathleen, quickly, and then. Oh, really?
Oh.
Okay. Well, because that's gone down a trail just for that sister, maybe we can do it another time. My question was binding Satan, but I went that way. But it's very simple, I think, because they were prophets. And prophets foretold future. And also, prophets, as the Ezekiel was there... He was told to prophesy against the prince of Tyre.
所以他在哪呢？是在预言呢？是预言那个泰尔王。
And as he did, God showed him the spirit that was behind the prince of Tyre.
所以神是借着这个二十八章讲到这个太王背后的那个心理。
Because you know what the prince of Tyre said?
因为那个太的王是说是什么话呢？
I am God and not man.
他那个太的王说我是神不是人。
And who made him say that?
是谁使到他这个人这样说话呢？
Who put those words into his mind?
是谁把这样的话放在他的思想中呢？
So when Ezekiel was told to prophesy,
所以当以西结又说预言攻击他的时候
God showed Ezekiel the spirit that was behind the king of Tyre.
所以神是借着以西结来讲明这个太王背后的这个邪灵。
Okay. Now, my next question is,
下一个的问题。
Do we have to hear a voice to be led by the spirit? And could you explain how to be led?
说我们必须要听到一个声音才能随从圣灵的带领吗？那你能够解释怎样才是叫做被带领？
Certainly, we do not hear audible voices.
我们是不会听见这个肉耳听得见的一个声音。
And we do not, there are many voices in this world.
因为这个世界里面有很多的声音。
And, but here, I believe is what they're asking.
在这里我想理解他们所问的
是 There's an unfortunate thing that's happened to Christianity.
好像是在这个基督教里面有些不幸的事发生
Everyone has learned to blame the Holy Spirit.
好像今天很多人都在埋怨圣灵
The Spirit led me over here.
好像圣灵领我来这里
And the Spirit told me to do this.
圣灵叫我去做这个事情
And the Spirit bid me do that.
而圣灵又催逼我去做这个事
And the poor Holy Spirit gets the blame for everything.
So, 为圣灵一直都受到人的埋怨。
Are you sure you didn't want to do it? Are you sure it wasn't you?
你能够清楚知道这不是出于你自己的意思吗？
Now we come to a balance.
所以现在我们必须有一个平衡。
Then how can we know?
那我们怎么能够知道？
All right. There is ways. I don't think we can show, but I think.If we understand the will of God,
我们就是明白神的旨意。
But this is the voice I want you all to hear, all right?
因为这有一个声音是我们都应该听的。
Second Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
Michael, you can read verse 17, 18, and then 19 and 20.
我们又从彼得后书第一章从十七节读到二十节。他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来，向他说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”我们同他在圣上的时候，亲自听见这声音从天上出来。我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处。你们在这预言上留意，只等到天发亮，诚心在你们心里出现的时候，才是好的。第一要紧的，该知道经上所有的预言，没有可随思意解说的。因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动，说出神的话来。
So, the Apostle Peter,is saying actually he saw the Lord Jesus transfigured, you know, a beautiful white garment and saw everything and saw with his eyes.
所以彼得啊，使徒彼得在那里讲说，他曾经在变化山上看见耶稣在上面变化了，全身发光。
But now he's saying we have something more sure than your two eyes.
但他说现在我们比我们这两个肉眼能看见更确实的。
We have what do we have that's more sure than your own faculties?
那有什么是比我们的肉眼更可靠的呢？更确实的呢
？We have this book.
我们有圣经。
God has spoken in these last days by His Son.
因为神在末世乃是借着他的儿子说话。
These were holy men moved by God.
因为乃是人被圣灵感动说出神的话来。
They recorded the scriptures as it came from the mouth of God.
他们把圣经写下来，乃是像从神的口中所说出来的。
So the revelation of God of Himself to us through the scripture is finished.
所以神又向我们人的借着圣经的启示，是 圣经已经完整完成了。
Many false cults and sects have all claimed a further revelation from God.
但今天基督教里面有很多这些啊，是其他的这些异端异教的，他们呢是都是说到一点说，说哦，圣经还没有完，他们还有另外一本书加上去。
The Seventh Day Adventist Ellen White，
好像七日浸信会，安息日会。
She said God showed her a vision of a circle around the fourth commandment.
很好，他说神向他给了一个意象，画了一个圆圈在第四条那个诫命。
Joseph Smith, who was a Mormon, he found golden plates, but he lost them again. But still he found, and he never found again, and it was given by the angel Moroni.
之后这个摩门教的那个创始人，他又说他找到一些金叶子。天使给他经验的，后来又丢失了，现在又找不到。
And the angel Moroni told him to start this religion called the Mormons, like Church of what is Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints.
之后他就说，这个天使就他开始了这一个宗教，就好像耶稣基督末世的。
It was an angel that told him.
不是一个天使告诉他。
But what sort of angel?
那么那个向他讲话是怎么样的天使
？What we call what?Fallen
angel.
A demon spirit.
乃是一个魔鬼的灵。
So remember, you and I, we have this word.
要记得我们乃是有圣经。
And God will. Are you His child?
你是他的儿女吗
？Is He ruling your life?
他是在你的生命中掌权吗
？Will He lead you contrary to His will?
神会带领你来违背他所讲的话吗
？You know, our Christian life should be a delight and a joy.
我们的基督徒生活是一个应该充满喜乐平安的。
Not a real introverted way.
不是说好像是一个内向的。
Oh, was that the Spirit? Did the Spirit lead me? Or should I do that?
我不是整天在那想说，哦，这是不是圣灵领导我？是圣灵带领我
？Did I marry the right man?
我到底跟一个对的男人结婚了吗
？Did I marry the right girl?
或者我跟一个对的女孩子结婚了吗
maybe I should never got married.
或者我不应该结婚
We can tie ourselves up in knots.
你知道我们可以把自己用绳子把自己捆绑起来
Because we're trying to hear this voice.
因为我们一直想要听一个声音
Look, just delight yourself in the Lord.
我们应该好好来在神的话语里面满有喜乐听他的话
I do know God is ruling in his kingdom of what we call providence.
所以我们知道神乃是有着他这个特权的那个管制里面。
In other words, don't you all believe that Romans 8:28?
你们都相信罗马书八章二十八节的话吗
？Come on, you all know it. Come on.
你们应该都懂得背这些圣经。All
things work together
for good.
Even bad things.
连好事。连那个坏的事情也是好的。
That all work for what? Good.
Good.
For our good.
这是为着我们的益处。
We heard yesterday, because God is doing something in our life.
因为神是在我们的生命中工作。
But look, I give you this verse, because I can't go through all, but I did once, we, to find the will of God. It's God's will that all men be what?
神的旨意是什么呢？那是有人人
得救。Saved. Right, that's two, 1 Timothy 2. Alright, so are you saved?
那么你得救了吗
If you're not, you're out of the will of God.
所以你说不是得救的，那你就不是在遵行神的旨意。
Yeah, it's God's will for you to be sanctified.
因为神的旨意乃是又成为圣洁。
1 Thessalonians 4.
所以帖撒罗尼迦前书四章。
Right, okay, it's God's, what is it all? I've forgotten them now. But anyway, like that,That it's clear from the scripture.
所以圣经有很清楚的教导。
That's the will of God. Your sanctification.
就说这是神的旨意，就是叫你成圣。
You should be more holy and holy and holy every day.
你是一天一天的更圣洁。
And then it's God's will for me to submit to government and authority.
而且神的旨意也没有顺服这个执政掌权的。
So as I obey Caesar and render to him what is his, and to God what is his.
所以属于那个凯撒的归给凯撒，属于神的归给神。
It's also God's will for me to suffer.
所以好像神的旨意也与我们受苦。
So as I am willing to suffer, he will take me down that track.
如果我愿意遵行的话，那么神就会带领我走下去。
So, as we are submitted to his will,
所以当我们是顺服神的旨意，
he will guide you.
他会指引你。
He will turn to the book of Psalm 37.
诗篇三十七篇。
And then I better finish.
我们在这里停下。诗篇三十七篇。
Right, verse
4. 第四节，诗篇三十七篇第四节，又又以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
Got it? Delight yourself in the Lord.
又又以耶和华为乐。
And he will give you the what? Desires of your heart.
他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
What a beautiful life, eh?
这是一个何等美丽的生活。
The Lord Jesus is my delight.
耶稣基督是我的喜乐。
Yeah. And as you delight, you want to, are you going to a university or TAFE or a course? Why are you there?
你今天为什么去大学读书？在那里呢？
Well, she was telling me she's doing a become an actress, isn't it, Vicky?Okay, why did you do that for?
他为什么要成为一个演员呢
？Actor,
an actress.
是精算戏，不是 actor. Sorry.
Oh, an actor.
Sorry.
Anyway, because that's what she wants to do.
因为这是他想要做的。
That's God's will.
那么这是神的旨意。
She's delighting herself in the Lord.
因为她是在神的。
You do it. It's not a sin. It's not wrong, is it?
不是一个罪，不是错的。
Well, you know, if you get married,
你说是结婚
，I hope that's what you wanted to marry.
我也相信你结婚是因为你想结婚。
Yeah, delight yourself in the Lord; He will give you the desire of your heart.
你耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所要的赐给你。
You know what Ezekiel? You know what the Lord called Ezekiel's wife?
你知道神是怎样叫以西结的的妻子的名字吗？
The desire of his eyes.
还是说他眼目的情欲？
Because the Lord said he was going to that night, his wife would die, and she said, "I will smite the desire of your eyes, his wife."
啊，他是说，因为你的眼睛所诱的，因为那一个晚上神是击倒了他的妻子，是他眼睛所爱的。
Well, I hope your husband's the desire of your eyes.
我也相信说，你的丈夫是你的眼中所诱的。
And vice versa, of course.
转过来，妻子也是一样。
So, you do the will of God.
所以你又遵行神的旨意。
And then God so arranges the circumstances and things in your life.
而神就会为你安排这个环境和事情。
You may be an actress, but you might not even finish, when you finish university, you might do something else.
所以你现在是学精算系的，但你读完了书，你可能找到的工作是不一样的。
See, that's God's leading and guiding in our life.
但是神是借着这样的在生活上的事情来引导带领。
Right. All I can say is, you have the Word of God, you have the peace of God, you read and spend time with your Lord, and He will guide you.
我们有神的话语，我们有神的主里的平安。我们读神的话语，那么他会引导我们。
Yeah. And you won't have to say, "Oh, I got a promise. I heard a voice or something spoke to me."
所以你就不用说，一直说，你就等在那里听见一个声音，这个声音告诉你去做什么。
Look, God may confirm His word by promises to you.
而神或者是照着他所应他的话语来确定他对你所应许的。
And also, He's able to give you that peace of mind and heart.
而神也能够赐给你这个新生灵的平安。
Thank you.
Yes.
Can't take any more questions.
没有，不许讲。
Okay, I'm going to try and be quick to give Neil.
我尝试要快点，然后可以给 Neil 弟兄时间。
The question is,
我所给的这个问题是
，Is it right to pray and ask God to give a sign?
他说我们可不可以向神 祷告祈求神给我们一个啊一个凭据
，like Gideon's fleece，
就像那个基甸的那个羽啊那个羊毛。
Okay, so if I understand the question right, and if I understand the question wrong, whoever wrote it can write me.
如果我理解对的话，如果错你告诉我。
They're asking, how do we find God's will?
他们可能是在问我怎么样才能知道神的旨意。
And is it right to ask for God to send a sign to show you His will or confirm His will?
好像说就神在用外面的一个标记或者一个神迹来让你知道。
Right.
这是对的吧？
Okay,
你的意思是这样吗？
And the example that was given is Gideon's fleece.
而这里讲到是基甸用的这个啊羊毛。
Okay, just to give some background, just with Gideon's fleece, it's in the book of Judges in the Old Testament.
那是在生命啊，在那个啊四世纪里面。
One of the craziest times in the Bible, when everybody just did whatever they thought was right.
因为那个时候的以色列很混乱，因为每个人都行他们眼中看为对的事情。
And what happened was Israel was really impoverished and really weak.
而那个时候那个以色列人他们都是非常的贫穷又非常的软弱
because of their sin.
是因此他们的罪
and they were under the thumb of their enemies, the Midianites.
所以他们是在这个米甸王的统治下
and there was a man called Gideon.
之后这里就有一个人叫基甸
and what Gideon was doing at the time was he was threshing grain, he was getting grain out.
所以基甸那个时候呢是在那个打麦子
But he was doing it inside a wine vat.
但是他乃是去在一个酒窖里面打。
So he was like hiding in the wine vat, threshing the grain.
所以他是隐藏在地窖之下，在那里打麦穗。
So that the enemy couldn't see them and take away the food and destroy the food.
所以这个敌人就看不见，不会抢夺他的食物、粮食。
And God sends an angel to him.
但是神又差遣一个天使到他这里来。
And actually gives Gideon a commandment. He says this. He says to Gideon.
这样又对基甸说
Go. So this is in Judges chapter 6 verse 14. Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you? And he also says. Oh, so that's 6.
对，十四节。所以是四世纪第六第六章第十四节。
And the Lord also says to Gideon, I will be with you.And you will strike down all the Midianites together.
所以耶和华观着观看基甸说你靠着你的能力去从米甸人手里拯救以色列不是我差遣你去的吗然后耶和华又对他说我与你同在你就必击打米甸人如击打义人一样。
So basically God said, I've chosen you.
所以神乃是说我已经拣选了你。
And I'm sending you.
而我也差遣你。
And this is what you are to do.
而你必须行至事。
And then Gideon,
而基甸听了之后
asked for a sign.
所以后来基甸就又神给他一个神迹。
And that sign is that there was some food that there was on that there was put down and God put into fire.
所以之后他乃是先有那个献祭。然后神是有这个火在这个坛上。
So that was the first sign.
这第一个向神求的标记。
And then later on, Gideon asked for another sign.
之后基甸又向神又另外的一个那个神迹。
And that's the sign of the fleece, where he's saying, I'm going to put out some fleece, and then if the ground is dry but the fleece is wet, I'll know that you're sending me.
所以就是借着这个羊毛说如果是羊毛是干的地是湿的或者再丢过来羊毛是湿的地是干的我就知道这是出于你的旨意
okay, and then God does it.
而神又照着他所求的成全他就是第二次之后他又问了第三次反过来的就羊毛是干的地方是有露水的神也这样行了
so the fleece is dry and the ground is wet
yeah
okay, so thatGive you the context of the question.
所以这里是讲到这个问题的背后的背景。
In a way, this is like a supplementary question to what Ian's already answered about hearing a voice,
好像这个问题乃是还是接着刚才燕所回答的，说又怎么样知道圣灵的带领，是不是又听到一个声音？
I've just got a couple of things to add.
所以我这些有多几点要加进去。
One is that this is in the Old Testament, and signs are a very primitive way of communication.
好像我们主要是一些外面的这些标记，这乃是一个很那个啊、很原始的一种交通的方法。
Like at home, does your mom give you a sign saying, "Make your bed"?
那在家里，你的母亲要不要拿一个旗，拿一个红旗，就说这样游的话，你就会收拾你的房间。
Or does your dad have a sign saying, "Get up now"?
或者你的拿着一个棒子说起床。
What do you do instead?
或者他们是怎样对你做这事情呢？吩咐你的呢
？You talk.
他们是
parents, right.
你是跟你的父母讲话。
And the thing with the signs, that was happening in the Old Testament. The only other examples I can think of signs in the New Testament.
说因为这些标记很多都是在旧约里面，但在新约中我可以想到一点的是
is once in Matthew 16 where the scribes and the Pharisees ask for a sign.
说在马太福音16章，因为这些法利赛文士跟法利赛人又求一个神迹。
So this is in Matthew 16.
马太福音十六章
verse 1-4. I'll just read it.
第一节到第四节。
The Pharisees and Sadducees came to Jesus and tested him by asking him to show them a sign from heaven. He replied,
Okay.
When evening comes, you say it will be fair weather for the sky is red. And in the morning, today it will be stormy for the sky is red and overcast. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky.But you cannot interpret the signs of the times. A wicked and adulterous generation looks for a miraculous sign, but none will be given it except the sign of Jonah.
所以第一节到第四节，法利赛人和撒都该人来试探耶稣，请他从天上显个神迹给他们看。耶稣回答说：晚上天发红，你们就说天必有晴；早晨天发红又发黑，你们就说今日必有风雨。你们知道分辨天上的气势，倒不能分辨这时候的神迹。一个邪恶淫乱的世代求神迹，除了约拿的神迹以外，再没有神迹给他看。耶稣就离开他们去了。
So the sign that Jesus said they would receive is with himself.
所以耶稣跟他们讲，这个他们又看见的神迹就是耶稣自己。
The other thing that sort of occurred to me was in the New Testament in Acts when before they were given the Holy Spirit, they cast lots to decide who the next apostle would be.
所以我们知道在使徒行传开始等使徒们还没有那个得着圣灵的时候，他们是借着这个研究来找出自先研究来找出谁要来取替加略人犹大这个使徒的地位。
But after they received the Holy Spirit, they didn't cast lots again.
但是他们领受圣灵之后，他们就再也没有这样行了。
So, I guess my answer to this is in Hebrews. It's in Hebrews chapter 10.
所以我的答案乃是希伯来书第十章。
So Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19.
第十九节。
To 22 says this. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God,Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water.
所以这里呢是从那个十九节到二十二节，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体，又有一位大祭司治理神的家。并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
So just like your mom and dad, you wouldn't expect your mom and dad to communicate to you with a sign for this and that.
就像你自己的父母，你不会说希望你的父母用一些标记的东西来跟你说话。
God has made a new and living way for us.
而神乃是为我们预备了一条又新又活的路到他面前来。
It is through His Son Jesus.
乃是借着他的儿子耶稣基督。
But what it requires of us?
他所需要我们的是，要求我们的是。
is that we believe in God.
乃是我们又信靠神。
And that we come to the Lord.
我们来到主的面前。
And spend time with Him in prayer.
然后我们花时间在他面前祷告。
Talking to Him and seeking to listen to Him.
所以我们向神说话，我们也在学习听神的说话。
And that's how He will lead us through that relationship that we have with Him.
而神是借着这样跟他的关系来带领我们。
Based on the Holy Spirit and His Word.
所以呢，是借着圣灵的引导，也是照着神的话语的引导。
So, my answer is no. We don't need a sign because we have a better way. We have a new and living way through Jesus.
所以答案呢是说，今天我们不需要去寻求外面的这些神迹。因为我们今天有比那个更可靠的，就是神的又新又活的路和他的话。
And just like Uncle Neil's example yesterday about not having an angel that kind of wakes you up and tells you, okay, here's your agenda for the day.
就像昨晚上Uncle Neil 讲的说，不需要有一位天使站在你旁边，然后每天起床的时候，你就问着他，你又今天做什么事情，带你去哪里。
We come to the Lord and we learn from Him and we talk to Him. We have a direct and personal relationship with Him.
所以我们不需要借着天使来知道神的旨意，我们可以直接到神这里来，来向神祷告，跟真神的交通，明白他的旨意。
That's it.
这是我的答案。
There are three questions here.
这里有三个问题。
So we're going to finish at 12:30.
我们在十二点半就结束。
You got a watch?
你们谁有个
？You got a watch?
你看有一个表，帮我们看表。
Okay. 12:30, stand up and stand here. Okay.
十二点半的时候，你起来站在这里，叫我们停下来。
On the dot. On the dot.
准时。
Okay. So the first question is.In relation to the three things that I said that hindered us.
所以这第一个问题呢，是关于今天早上讲的信心，说三种能够拦阻我们的事。
But the question is, well, you didn't talk about sin.
好像这三种你提到的都没有讲到罪。
Isn't the biggest hindrance,
是不是我们
to our life sin?
是不是我们生活中最大的拦阻就是罪呢？
Yes, of course it is.
当然是的。
And there's a wonderful saying.I think that it comes from George MacDonald where he said, men want ease. That's easiness. Ease.
所以那个 George MacDonald 曾说这样的话，人都想有事情是容易。
But God wants righteousness.
当神人又安逸，但神却是又公义。
So what I was talking about was the sort of things that will hinder us
所以我在讲到会拦阻我们这些事情。
From coming, to know the Lord and to being able to deal with the sin, in the correct way in our life.
所以这些事情会拦阻我们来到主的面前来对付我们身上的罪。
No, there is sin that is the hindrance.
不错，罪是我们的拦阻。
Sin is to be overcome.
而信啊，这罪必须要胜过。
But how are we to overcome it?
但怎么样去胜过它呢？
If I say to you, don't sin,
我说的指着你说不要再犯罪了。
That's good advice.
你说这个很好的劝勉。
But it's advice we don't need because we know that's what we should.
一旦这样劝勉不需要，因为我自己就知道不该犯罪。
So it's much better for me to say to you, I know you and I both know that we don't want to sin, but how are we to overcome sin?
所以更好的说，我们两个人都知道我们不可以犯罪。但怎样才能够胜过罪呢？
And the way we are going to overcome sin is by the work of the Holy Spirit in our life and through the knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们胜过罪呢，乃是靠着圣灵在我们身上的工作和对主耶稣基督的认识。
The Holy Spirit is going to take the Scripture,
因为圣灵会拿着圣经，
and He's going to open things up to us.
他会向把神的话语向我们打开。
The Holy Spirit is going to strengthen faith in us.
而圣灵也使我们的信心刚强起来。
The Holy Spirit is going to reveal the Lord Jesus to us. Hey, Josh, you listening?
Sorry.
I don't think you are. This could be important for you. It is the Holy Spirit who is going to change our life. And we have to be open to Him and we have to give Him time. So those things that we talked about are the hindrances to the fruitfulness that will come as He works in our life.
所以这些东西乃是一个拦阻着他在我们身上工作来结出果子。
The second question we could have a conference on.
这第二个问题我们最好是有多一个特会来讲。
And it concerns, it says this, well, if Adam and Eve didn't eat from the fruit of, in the Garden of Eden, sorry, if Adam and Eve never ate the fruit from the Garden of Eden before God had instructed them, would we be sinners that we are today?
说如果当时亚当和夏娃在伊甸园的时候没有吃了神就他们不可吃的果子，那么今天我们还会是罪人吗？
So if they kind of walked around that tree, would everything be all right?
所以就是说当如果亚当和夏娃他们是绕了这个树走开了，那么今天我们还会不会这样的光景呢？
I think we need to understand that the Garden of Eden wasn't just a pretty place.
我们又明白一点，就是说那个伊甸园不只是一个美丽的地方。
You know, they always picture it as just a pretty place.
很多人都描述它是一个美丽的地方。
It wasn't that.
但是不只是这样。
It was the meeting place of heaven and earth.
因为那个地方乃是天与地相遇的地方。
And we illustrate it like this. Sort of, you've got the heavenly realm here, and you've got the created realm here, but this is the Garden of Eden.
所以我们这样好像画了个图来代表说，这一边呢乃是神的创造，然后这一边是神这个灰创造的，而伊甸园就是中间创造跟灰创造的接触点。So
even though man is a created being,
所以虽然人是一个被造的，yet
he was to share in the heavenly realm.
但是他却能够享受一点属于天的。
So in this garden there were two trees.
所以在这个伊甸园里面有两棵树。
And one was the knowledge of good and evil.
其中一棵乃是知识善恶果。
But the other was life.
但另外一个乃生命树。
And the choice between those two trees was the critical thing.
所以这个对这两棵树的选择乃是最重要的。
If man was to live in this place,
如果人是活在这个伊甸园里,
he could not cut himself off from God and say, I will be like God.
他不能够把自己从神的关系中剪断说我可以像神。
So that was the sin.
而这就是罪。
It wasn't simply that God had arbitrarily picked a tree and said, not that one.
所以并不是说神只随便找了一棵树说不可以吃这棵树。
But this tree was in fact and represented man saying, I can do it myself.
而那棵知识善恶树呢，乃是代表说人向神说，我可以靠自己。
And that was death.
而这样的选择呢，就是死亡。
Because to live the life that God had called him to, he needed to have the fellowship with the heavenly.
因为说如果又活出神所赐给他的生命呢，他必须与属天的连结。
And that depended ultimately upon them eating of the other tree.
所以这完全的关键的在他们选择这个生命树。
Alright. So man fell, and it was inevitable that he would fall.
所以人失败,
it was inevitable because he was a created being.
因为这个人是一个创造的,
and the salvation that God has prepared is in the Lord Jesus Christ because he is that tree of life.
因为神所预备的救赎呢，乃是他儿子耶稣基督，因为他就代表了生命树。
So there's one more question which can be very quick.
还有一个问题，我们这边非常的快。
It concerns the angels, and what is the nature of angels, and can an angel get saved?
在这里是讲到关于天使，他说，天使能够得救吗？
Angels do not have divine life.
说天使他们没有神的生命。
Angels are spirits. But not divine.
但他们不是神,
they are created spirits.
他们是神用灵造出来的一个灵。
So the question is then, the evil spirits that have fallen, have sinned, can they be redeemed?
这个问题就是说，那这些堕落的天使，就是今天的邪灵，他们能够被拯救吗？
We can't go past what the scripture says.
我们不能够越过圣经所教训。
And the scripture doesn't tell us that.
而圣经里面没有讲到这样的事。
The scripture tells us that the Lord Jesus died for man.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督乃是为人而死。
And that's where we stop.
这就是我们所停。
Just on time.